Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from an undisclosed location, the Sangre de Cristal Mountains of northern New Mexico. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. Remember, you can text any question or comment to this number, 33103. On your message app, just type in that number, 33103. Start your message with any keyword or use any keyword, Mike or Michael. You tell me anything or ask me anything. And if you want to follow me on social media, which I'm on Instagram and Facebook, but most active on X, it's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. Have you ever thought, I think about this a lot. Colorado, for example, let me just use my home state of Colorado as an example. Colorado has turned decidedly blue. It's horribly blue. We've become, in many ways, worse than California, worse than New York, worse than Illinois. And that's saying a lot. And it's happened in the span of 10 or 15 years. Just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, boom, suddenly we're blue. And you can see it everywhere. Well, why? Because when I travel around Colorado, if I get beyond what's called the Front Range, which is an area along I-25 from about, oh, the Wyoming border, down to, say, Pueblo in the southern part of the state, all running along the Front Range Mountains. That's where the majority of the Colorado population lives, and they are decidedly, with a few pockets here and there, they are decidedly Democrat. Where I'm at in northern New Mexico right now, New Mexico is a blue state. But where I am physically sitting in this particular county, it is decidedly red. But if you go just south 2 or 3 hours to Santa Fe or to Albuquerque, if you go to Santa Fe County or you go to Bernalillo County, it is decidedly blue, and it turns the rest of the state blue. Why is that? Why is it that many states that are in pockets decidedly red nonetheless end up voting decidedly blue? You might ask this question. Why do cities vote Democrat? Why do they vote Democrat? And I think, let's use Texas as an example. Because Texas is a state, and if you're listening in Texas, I'd bet a dollar to a donut you believe this, that Texas will never go blue. Well, by golly, we will secede from the Republic will secede and rise again. Don't mess with Texas. All of the bromides that you Texans talk about all the time. I'm looking at a map right now of a county map of Texas. And if I if I pull away, if I get far away from the map, it's hard to see, but when I get close, oh, there are splotches of blue. And you know where they are if you live in Texas. Dallas-Fort Worth, the Metroplex, as they call it, is blue. Beautiful blue. You get to San Antonio. You get to Austin. You get to Harris County, particular Houston. You get to El Paso. You get to Brownsville. You get down to the southern tip of Texas. And suddenly you realize, wow, I wonder what the population is in those states. So even in a 13.7% Trump stampede, in which Harris won just 12 out of 254 counties, pretty much any town or any city in Texas bigger than Abilene voted blue. For example, Trump won Tarrant County, Fort Worth, still blue. Trump won that county. The same for Plano and nearby Collin County, and especially true in the big urban monstrosities of Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, which are located within counties that Kamala Harris won, but by much smaller margins than Joe Biden did in the fiasco of that quasi-so-called election in 2020. Why is it that these cities, and same thing in California, you could look at the same kind of, if you look at a color-coded map, red versus blue in California, you would see the same thing. Along the coast, San Francisco, down to L.A., down to San Diego, a few splotches, you know, when you get into the inland area. The same is true in Illinois, Cook County, Chicago. You get into New York, obviously New York City. You get into Massachusetts, even in poor old Massachusetts. Boston and Cambridge in that area, decidedly blue. You get out into the hinterlands, it's still blue, but not quite as much. Population density will drive voters to vote Democrat. Think about a natural consideration. The modern version of the Republican Party, at least in terms of our policy positions, really aligns with the Jeffersonian view of the world. Jefferson famously said that, quote, when we get piled upon one another in large cities, as they do in Europe, we shall become as corrupt as Europe, close quote. That's what's happening here. One of the reasons I love coming down to New Mexico on the weekends is because I get into this rural area. It's like driving into the rural areas of Colorado, whether it's in the mountains or it's out on the eastern plains. It's just an entirely different attitude, an entirely different approach. Conservative Republicans, now I'm a conservative Republican, but I live in an urban area. But I grew up in a rural area, and I value property rights. I value individual freedom. I value the beauty of just being left alone. Don't bug me, and I won't bug you. And I don't want the government to handle everything. I think many, if most everything, is handled better in the private sector, with maybe the exception of the military and national defense and perhaps border security. Everything else is pretty much better left to local governments or to individuals or to the private sector. But guess what? The opposite is true the minute you get into an urban area, where voters vote for the party that promises the most investment in shared resources, our community programs, and, of course, infrastructure. And naturally, who's that? That's the Democrats. So while Republicans are wanting to save money and not waste it on large contracts, you know, for those of you who listen to me locally, you know, I bitch about how much Denver has turned into a crap hole city. We have failing infrastructure. We have horrible roads. It's turning into a filthy, dirty city. Well, you know why? Because Democrats promote public spending that is not the priority of conservatives. Think subways, for example. Hawaiian trains to nowhere. Metro bus transport systems. or anything else designed to ease the congestion found in cities, which sounds really good to voters who think they're getting it for free. Or they're actually getting it free, but at your expense. So as areas expand in population and they become more densely packed, even moderate voters begin to drift to the left. And that is why, and again, going back to Texas, if you recall the 2018 Senate race, Ted Cruz did better with those who had recently moved to Texas versus those who had been there for a long time. The Californians who were moving into Texas were looking for some sort of Republican paradise. The locals were getting increasingly crowded in and were then able to be pitched on urban planning in formerly torch-red Republican suburbs. But as they get more and more crammed in, they start turning to, it's kind of like socialism. People who tell me, young people, we've never done socialism right. And socialism to them doesn't mean the same thing that socialism does to you or me. For the modern era socialists, it's all about free, and I'd like to use the S word, but I can't. It's about getting free feces. Republicans can and should never compete with Democrats on freebies, on handouts. We ought to be saying as much as we can, everywhere we can, that we'll let you keep more of your money. Because the Democrats are always saying, they don't say in these terms, what they're really saying is, here's somebody else's money. That's so, what Margaret Thatcher, the problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money, OPM. The same goes for the clinics the Democrats promised to set up for health screenings or anything else in which the party can position itself as being for the people. They're not for the people. They're for power and control. And that happens in urban areas. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line's always open. The number's 33103. Keyword Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. What about minority populations? That's next.
Aloha! Dreaming of sandy beaches and ocean breezes? JTV's Tropical Treasure Sweepstakes could make that dream come true. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous Hawaiian getaway for two with luxury accommodations, airfare, and spending cash. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of at least $99 when you opt in for emails. Don't miss out. Visit jtv.com/sweeps and enter by August 3rd. JTV, where paradise awaits.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jenke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Happy 249th birthday to the United States. On your podcast app, go subscribe to this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit that subscribe button, that will automatically download for you the weekday program and the weekend program, so you get all 6 days of Michael Brown Radio. I love this text message. Goober number 3696 writes, Mike, where were you when in science class they showed you the experiment where they had some mice in a terrarium? They started with a few, increased the number, until for no reason at all, they started killing each other. I think that's a great analogy to urban areas. And in addition to just the, look, even though I love urban areas, but I want urban areas to be molded in my image, what I believe in. You know, free enterprise, free markets. I want them to be clean. I want to actually see law and order. I want to see the rule of law enforced. And if you want to be and need to be, not if you want to be, because if you just want to be, then tough cookies. But if you need to be on the social safety net, then you ought to really, truly have a need to be on that social safety net. And we don't have things like sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, where we just invite people to just break the law and come in, and we'll just provide you all these goodies because that's my money. That's your money. We work hard for it. And we ought to be able to, you know, I firmly believe, because we're such a giving country, that if we just eliminated, now we couldn't do it cold turkey, although maybe we should. If we just eliminated all the social safety net and said, if you feel sorry for poor people, people who through no fault of their own cannot take care of themselves, or people who have for whatever reason have found themselves in a homeless situation. If you want to help them, then you need to do that through a community organization, through a church, through a synagogue, through, you know, some business organization, some charity. I think it would flourish because Americans always give. If we realized how much we give through forced taxation and realized we could take that same money and we could choose for example, maybe I have a particular type of disability that I want to support. You have a different disability, or you have a different group or a different type of charity that you want to give to. I think if we eliminated it and said it's up to individuals, I think Americans would do that. I think we would rise to the occasion. but because we don't know where our tax dollars go, we don't care, and we've been taught that somehow it's the government's responsibility to take care of all those people. And the more we congeal into these urban areas, the more that Democrats get control. And when, you know, it happened, just as it happened in Texas with Californians, in the early 90s, the same thing happened with Californians moving to Colorado. And then Democrats saw an opportunity and took advantage of it and turned us blue. And that happened in the urban areas. Now, let's talk about the free feces. We never say we will let you keep more of your money and let you decide what you want to do with it. The Democrats always come to you and they say it. They don't say it this way, but they should. Hey, here's somebody else's money. Here, go you. This is for you. Oh, where'd you get that? Well, we took it from Michael Brown. We took it from his listeners. Oh, well, how'd you do that? At a gunpoint. You don't think they took your taxes at gunpoint? Try to refuse paying your taxes. Oh, Michael, we have a voluntary tax system. Okay, well, go try. Just volunteer not to pay your taxes and tell me how far you get with that. That's tax evasion, and that'll land you in jail. But let's talk about minority populations for a moment. So we got the urban area phenomenon, we got the free stuff phenomenon, and then we have minority populations. As we learned in the most recent New York primary, with the election of that communist, socialist, Marxist Mondami, New York City is barely 30% non-Hispanic white. Now, as Bob Dylan said, while times are changing and Democrats are losing hold of some of their massive minority margins, it's not exactly rocket science for me to tell you minorities are not as Republicans as whites. Party identification goes a long way with the population density in persuading minorities to vote for their own forced poverty. And that's what Democrats do. Democrats need poverty. Democrats need dependency. When minority populations set up ethnic enclaves and they're not forced to assimilate, well, it's really easy for Democrats to pitch racism on every corner to discourage anybody from breaking away from what's really the modern plantation. So as white voters move away from cities, that goes into overdrive as if it were some law of physics, a law of nature. Then you have the magnet effect. Every state, every single state, I don't care, even Oklahoma, all 77 counties in Oklahoma are decidedly red. Oklahoma City and Tulsa, the two urban areas in that state, decidedly red. If you look at a county map of the entire United States, the one state, with maybe the exception of West Virginia, is 100% red. So with the exception of Oklahoma, but even parts of Oklahoma City have these collection of weirdos and left-wing radicals. Even Wyoming and Idaho do. But they don't feel at home in a place like Bandera County, Texas. But they sure don't mind packing up the Prius and occupying some little tiny apartment in Austin. Whereas Travis County, which contains Metro Austin, used to simply be the seat of Texas government, had kind of an artsy-fartsy vibe, South by Southwest. It's now a 70-30 Democrat monstrosity that is essentially the San Francisco Bay Area recreated in Texas, all the way down including big tech and the nasty white liberalism that you find there, and from which many people fled California and then reestablished it in Texas. The magnet effect. It brings in the artisans, the foodies, the hedonists, the recreational drug users, and those concerned with everything but making sure that America remains sovereign for future generations. It ensures a steady stream of white liberals to pair with desperately poor minority populations that Democrats...
We are seeing something truly disturbing. Anti-Semitism is on the rise around the world, and sadly, right here in America. Jewish schools being targeted, synagogues threatened, families living in fear. It's something we hoped we'd never see again in our lifetime. Silence is not an option. This is the moment to take a stand. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, IFCJ, are on the front lines, providing real help where it's needed most. They're giving food and shelter to Jewish families under threat, building bomb shelters for children, helping survivors of hate rebuild their lives. And they don't just respond to crisis, they work every day to prevent it. Your gift of only $45 will help support their life-saving work by helping provide food, shelter, and much more. The Bible says, "I will bless those who bless you." Supporting IFCJ is a spiritual stand. It's showing up for God's people when it counts. Please call 888-488-IFCJ, 888-488-4325, or website ifcj.org. Every dollar helps. Be the difference. Visit ifcj.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical, Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Text line is always open. On your message app, the number is 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Then do me a favor. If you like what we do on the weekend program, you might like the weekday program. And you can listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app. All you have to do is search for this station, 630KHOW, 630KHOW in Denver. And you can listen 6 to 10 Mountain Time, or you can always subscribe to the podcast. And by subscribing to the podcast, you get both the weekday and the weekend program. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review, and that'll get you all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program. So real quickly, let me just wrap up, and I want to move on to some other stories. So, clearly, there's more than just 5 reasons that urban areas are blue, especially in the cities themselves. However, those reasons that I just went through, the fact that you have population density, which is driving voters to the left, you know, Jefferson was right. We are not intended to be piled on top of one another. Now, don't get me wrong. I love cities, and I love visiting cities, and I live in a suburb of a major American city. But what do I prefer? Where I'm sitting right now, in rural New Mexico, where, you know, closest neighbor is 5 or 10 miles away. But that's just me. Free stuff. Free stuff. If you feed the stray cat, the cat's going to tell the other cats, and pretty soon you're going to have a whole bunch of stray cats. Minority populations are kept on the plantation by government programs where they go set up their little ethnic enclaves. They're not forced to assimilate, and then Democrats pitch racism to them. And so they believe that if they get outside their neighborhood, that everybody's racist. We are not a racist nation. Do we have racism in our past? Absolutely. But I don't believe as a whole this country is racist. I know there are bigots. I run into bigots all the time. But that doesn't mean that the country as a whole is bigoted. There's the magnet effect. Likes attract likes. And so, you've got, just like we have in Colorado, we got Boulder. Well, New Mexico has Santa Fe, all the beautiful people in Santa Fe. Texas has Austin. Every state has those places where likes attract a like, and I call that the magnet effect. And then, of course, you have the fifth one, urban corruption and election rigging. Yes, whether you believe it or not, election rigging occurs. But there are lots of reasons why urban areas are blue. You know, the ultra-conservative evangelical lean of the Republican grassroots, while effective on the 2024 Trump map, does not play well in the cities, which feature a less religious population that doesn't need wide open spaces and concessions for a rural lifestyle, and is now matched for the urban ballot collection apparatus made possible with all this modern data and technological sophistication. I can only conclude that despite what you think of Rudy Giuliani, and I think poor Rudy's had some tough times. He's gotten sucked in some really bad situations. But the Giuliani method, going hard on crime, cleaning up the mess, staying out of people's private lives, is the only way to begin seeing change at the city level. But we also have to clean up our elections. We've just got to recognize that they can be manipulated and that there is ballot harvesting. And once we start cleaning that up, well, we can make further impacts and further inroads, and we can probably attract the kinds of candidates that will actually be attractive to a wider audience and actually start electing more Republicans. And we're going to have to do that. Because I guarantee you, what I see in that Texas map of those urban areas scares me. Because if Texas goes blue, the country is doomed. The country is doomed because of all the congressional seats in Texas. So while we make sure that we preserve Texas, Trump over here is making certain that we ought to try to eliminate counting illegal aliens in the census. Because if we didn't count illegal aliens in the census, states like California would actually lose some representation, probably New York and Illinois too, and then some places like Texas and Florida and maybe even Colorado would actually gain some representation. Why should we count people who are not in this country legally for purposes of the population, for purposes of the census? We ought to be counting the people who are citizens who live here. Last week on Thursday, just before the holidays, the Supreme Court decided to review state bans on transgender athletes, particularly those that are participating in public school sports. Now, they're going to have oral arguments this fall regarding two cases in Idaho and West Virginia that are focused on state laws that prevent, these laws prevent biological males from competing in girls and women's sports teams. I can't believe I'm saying this. We have been indoctrinated to believe that somehow this is okay. I think it's absolute discrimination. I think it is taking an immutable trait. If you are black or Asian or Caucasian, you have an immutable, your race is an immutable trait. So is your sex. Your sex is immutable. I don't care how often you get or how, what types of surgeries you get, whether you think you're going to add something or take something away, your sex is still male or female. It is an immutable trait, and women should not have to compete against men, and men should not be allowed to compete against women in women's sports. So West Virginia said, you're right. Remember, West Virginia may be one of those states, one of two states, where every county went red. Well, they enacted the Save Women's Sports Act back in 2021. But a lower court ruling actually allowed a transgender athlete who goes by Becky Pepper Jackson to compete in cross-country and track teams. In April of last year, the U.S. Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the transgender athlete. But the Attorney General of West Virginia, John McCluskey, said of the Supreme Court review in a statement, quote, it's a great day, as female athletes in West Virginia will have their voices heard. He continued, the people of West Virginia know that it's unfair to let male athletes compete against women. That's why we passed this common sense law preserving women's sports for women. He added, we are confident the Supreme Court will uphold the Save Women's Sports Act because it complies with the U.S. Constitution and it complies with Title IX. And most importantly, it protects women and girls by ensuring the playing field is safe and fair. Now, the Attorney General for Idaho, Raul Labrador, where a similar law protecting women's sports from transgenders has also been blocked by judges. He also expressed satisfaction with the Supreme Court review, saying, quote, Idaho's women and girls deserve an equal playing field. For too long, activists have worked to sideline women and girls in their own sports. Men and women are biologically different, and we hope the court will allow states to end this injustice, ensure men no longer create a dangerous, unfair environment for women to showcase their incredible talent and pursue the equal opportunities they deserve. What fascinates me, what really I like about the statement of both these attorneys general, is this is something that seems common sense to everyone. Your sex is your sex. I don't care how often you go into the operating room. I don't care what you have removed or what you have added, what you try to transform. Your X and Y chromosomes stay the same. So, if we're going to base discrimination upon immutable characteristics, I would argue that sex is one. And Title IX encapsulates that. You cannot discriminate on the basis of sex. And transgender is actually, when you think about the word transgender, it implies that you are transitioning to something else. Look up the definition. Denoting or relating to a person whose gender identity does not correspond with the sex registered for them at birth. Your sex is determined before you're born. But once you're born, we recognize your sex. The obstetrician, the attending nurses, make an observation. Oh, look what we see. We see a penis. Oh, you're a boy. We see a vagina. Oh, you're a girl. That gets registered. So if you determine that you are transgender, you're trying to change that which you naturally are. Now, I don't care if you do, if you're over the age of 18, if you want to go trans, then go trans. But it doesn't mean that in accordance with our discrimination laws, that allows you to discriminate against a sex that you are not. I think the Supreme Court will uphold these laws. And get ready, because it will be just another fight like the national injunctions. But I think the court will do the right thing. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line's always open. The number's 33103, keyword MicroMichael. Go follow me on X, at MichaelBrownUSA. I'll be right back.
We are seeing something truly disturbing. Anti-Semitism is on the rise around the world, and sadly, right here in America, Jewish schools being targeted, synagogues threatened, families living in fear. It's something we hope we'd never see again in our lifetime. Silence is not an option. This is the moment to take a stand. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, IFCJ, are on the front lines, providing real help where it's needed most. They're giving food and shelter to Jewish families under threat, building bomb shelters for children, helping survivors of hate rebuild their lives. And they don't just respond to crisis, they work every day to prevent it. Your gift of only $45 will help support their life-saving work by helping provide food, shelter, and much more. The Bible says, "I will bless those who bless you." Supporting IFCJ is a spiritual stand. It's showing up for God's people when it counts. Please call 888-488-IFCJ, 888-488-4325, or website ifcj.org. Every dollar helps. Be the difference. Visit ifcj.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Public sector can do. You're out there every single day fighting for the country whether you know it or not. If all you ever do, and I want you to do more, but if all you ever do is get up every day and work, and you work to you work so that you can live, you work so that you can feed your family, put a roof over your head, take care of yourself so that you can, you know, enjoy the abundance that this country has to offer, then you are keeping the republic together. By simply listening to this program, I think you're doing something. You're staying informed. There are way too many people in this country who are grossly uninformed about what's going on. During the break, I was scrolling through the text messages. And many of you are right. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for saying the kind words you did about me going through the OB cube, the one big beautiful bill, and telling you the truth about what I've seen in it, that a lot of this stuff is temporary. Well, now you have the tools, the mechanisms. You can be warriors out there to speak the truth. 25,000 people going to die? No. Do you understand that Medicaid, the expenditures for Medicaid are actually increasing? They're just not as increasing as much as before. And oh, by the way, you now have the ability to say to someone, do you think it's wrong to ask someone who is an able-bodied person, who doesn't have a child at home, who's not a single parent, that if they want other people's money to take care of their health care, that they should have some skin in the game, that they should do something in exchange for that money, as opposed to just being handed over other people's money? You, the well-informed, as you are in this audience, you are the backbone of the country. And you are the group of people who will save the republic and allow us to endure for another 250 years. I started the entire program out talking to you about a book that I decided to read during the holiday season. And I encourage you to do the same thing. It doesn't have to be this book, but pick up any book about the founding fathers. You know, a great place to start is the autobiography of Benjamin Franklin. You could read that. You could read the book that I'm currently reading by Rick Atkinson, A-T-K-I-N-S-O-N, Atkinson, Rick Atkinson. He's done a trilogy. He's working on the third volume. He has two volumes out. The first volume, which I'm going through right now, is called The British Are Coming. And so far, I've gotten through The Shot Heard Round the World. 249 years ago, that started the American Revolution. But what the book details are the ordinary lives of Americans, ordinary lives like you and me, who reached the point that just said, we're tired of living under tyranny. We're tired of the overtaxation. And we're going to resist you in all of these civil ways. And that's what the colonists did. They set up and said, you know what, you're across the ocean. Well, you're 2,000 miles away in Washington, D.C., and you don't care about us. So we're in our own communities. We're going to form our own ways of doing things, and we're going to govern ourselves, and we are going to live our lives through our churches and our schools. We're going to set up charter schools or private schools or whatever, and we're going to make sure that our kids are properly educated. We're going to take care of our local hospitals. We're going to take care of our local doctors. We're going to take care of local teachers. We're going to do all of those things at a local level. That's what the colonists were doing. And George III came down and said, no, no more. And they fought and they fought and they fought civilly, not with rifles, not with muskets, not with bayonets, until they were forced to. We can do the same thing. Yes, I know many people clamor for a second American Revolution. But if you clamor for the second American Revolution, you have to truly, I mean truly, not based on what your high school history teacher taught you, but what these books will teach you about the reality of what that first American Revolution was like. Which is why I want to encourage you. It doesn't have to be the book I'm reading. You can go on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, as they say, and just search out American Revolution or Founding Fathers and find the highest rated book. Find one that's won a Pulitzer Prize. Find one that's, you know, been a New York Times bestseller. Find one. Go on and ask one of the artificial intelligence apps which one is the most objective. Quite honestly, that's why I picked the one that I'm reading now, The British Are Coming, because it apparently is, by many accounts, the most objective historical recollection of The British Are Coming, of the first of the trilogy of the American Revolution. The more informed that you are about the founding of this country, the longer the country can survive, the longer the country can endure, the more the country can improve, the better people that we can elect to public office. Maybe that's you. Maybe you've thought about it, but have never made that one crucial step. It doesn't have to be to run for state senate or even for the U.S. Senate. Have you ever thought about running for your local planning commission, a city council, a local district of some sort? You do that, you've taken a step that 90% of other people will never do in their entire lifetimes. I really encourage you. And for those of you who don't want to do it, but still want to understand our DNA, what makes us the way that we are. You ever wonder why you are the way you are in terms of believing in individualism and liberty and the Second Amendment, all the tenets of the Constitution? Go read a book. Go read a book. And have a great weekend. I'll see you next week.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
We are seeing something truly disturbing. Anti-Semitism is on the rise around the world, and sadly, right here in America, Jewish schools being targeted, synagogues threatened, families living in fear. It's something we hoped we'd never see again in our lifetime. Silence is not an option. This is the moment to take a stand. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, IFCJ, are on the front lines, providing real help where it's needed most. They're giving food and shelter to Jewish families under threat, building bomb shelters for children, helping survivors of hate, create, rebuild their lives. And they don't just respond to crisis. They work every day to prevent it. Your gift of only $45 will help support their life-saving work by helping provide food, shelter, and much more. The Bible says, I will bless those who bless you. Supporting IFCJ is a spiritual stand. It's showing up for God's people when it counts. Please call 888-488-IFCJ, 888-488-4325, or website ifcj.org. Every dollar helps. Be the difference. Visit ifcj.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.